As human beings, we're funny people, aren't we? We have this desire for something new the whole time, for something different, to change things up. And I think as website owners, we're like that as well. We want to constantly revamp and reorganize our websites. And I had a classic example of this recently where I'd been hired to go into an organization, and one of the things that we were looking at was their information architecture. And it's funny, I had this desire to change it. I had this overwhelming desire to rearrange everything and do things differently. So partly probably to justify the wage that they're paying me. But actually, what they had was really good. And I had to fight against that desire to change it for change's sake. And I think we can often fall into that trap. As a website owner, when you hire a web designer, he'll want to change things because he feels he needs to. So make sure you make it clear that if it's good, you don't need to change it. And that for you yourself, as the website owner, think about whenever you want to add something to your site or do something different, ask yourself, do I really need to be doing this, or am I just doing it because I want to change something? Now, it's fair to say that actually, you know, some form of change can be a good thing. Change provides an opportunity to go back to your user base and say, hey, look, we're doing something new. Why don't you check us out again? Change makes you newsworthy, you know, so there are advantages to it. But change can also bring confusion and leave users wondering what's going on and why things are different. They'd established a way of working on your site and suddenly it no longer works the way it used to. You see classic examples of people's reaction to change all the time. When Facebook, every time Facebook does any kind of redesign or change, immediately there's a backlash against it because people are comfortable with what they know before. It's a huge contradiction. On one hand, we like change and we want to introduce change to our website, but on the other hand, users react badly to change. Very confusing, but it's true. The redesign of dig.com is another example of that, where they felt a need to change it. There was this desire to do something new and better, and what was the result? Users reacted badly to it. So be careful whenever you change anything. Be careful you're not changing it for change's sake, and if you do make changes, that you do those changes in such a way you're not going to alienate users. That's my tip for the day.